Thanks for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, John, this is Candace, and I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer.
Thank you. Thank you, Candace.
You're welcome.
Good day. My name is John, and I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. Were you or someone you know diagnosed with a cancer, specifically a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, after spraying Roundup? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Were you or someone you know diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, me.
I'm sorry to hear that. And what is your name, sir?
Christopher Smith.
I'm sorry?
Christopher Smith.
Christopher, my name is John. Nice to meet you. And so what I'll be doing is helping you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit so that you can receive money in the form of compensation from the makers of Roundup, because there's strong scientific evidence that links non-Hodgkin's lymphomas to the chemical found in Roundup. Before I start, I do need to confirm, have you already obtained an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents from another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yeah.
And Christopher, I'm sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you know what type of subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you had or have?
I have B-cell.
You have B-cell? Okay. That's B as in boy.
Yeah, B as in boy.
Okay. Was that a diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
NHL. It was a non-Hodgkin NHL.
Mm-hmm. B cell. Do you know if it was a spleen?
Excuse me.
Do you know if it was a diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
It was just a B-cell. First stage. It was the first stage.
Okay. B as in Bravo, not T as in Tom.
No, B as in boy.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you. All right. And then have you had more than one non-Hodgkin, more than one diagnosis?
I went through different tests.
Okay. But only one time were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma with NHL?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're filing this claim for yourself. You are living. When were you diagnosed? What was the diagnosis date?
July 14th, 2023.
July 14th, 2023?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And then where did you use Roundup? Was it at home or at work?
I use it in a spray bottle.
Was that at home? Did you use it or did you use it at work?
Yeah.
It was at home?
Can
you provide me the address to the home that it was sprayed at?
One
291
Woodlake Drive.
And what city is that in?
Bolingbrook, Illinois.
That'd be 12
91 Woodlake Drive.
And that's I have Carroll Stream, Illinois.
Yeah.
Is it the same location?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 1291 Woodlake Drive. Woodlake
Drive, yeah. Carroll Stream, Illinois, 60188.
Okay, thank you. And is there anyone else that you know that meets this criteria? They used Roundup and were diagnosed with cancer?
No, sir.
Okay. And you were, at what age were you diagnosed with this cancer? How old were you at the time?
I'm 30.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. So young. How many years did you use Roundup? Approximately.
Like 9.
9 years?
About 9 years.
Do you remember the dates when you used it? Like from when to when? What years?
I used it from like October 2016 to like, like July 2023.
Okay. Thank you. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days during that time frame?
Yeah, I used to use a spray bottle.
Okay. And then this phone number that appears on my caller ID, 312-451-0531, is this your number?
Yeah.
Is it a cell phone or is it a landline?
It's a cell phone.
Okay, great. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Christopher, have you ever had any of these illnesses, HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, lupus?
No, sir.
Okay. And have you needed chemotherapy for a cancer other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. Is there any history of cancer in your family?
No.
Okay. And it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you were diagnosed with, unfortunately. And now what I'm going to be doing, asking for your information to help you file this claim. Your name is Christopher. Is it spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R?
Correct.
Okay. And what is your last name, Christopher? Can you spell it for me, please?
Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Okay, S-M-I-T-H, okay. Are you a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
Unfortunately, I'm a junior.
You are junior, okay. And then your gender is male, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is your marital status?
Single.
Single, never married?
Single, never married.
Okay, and then the law firm does ask for the last 4 digits of your Social Security number, so we can put that on the request for medical records. What is the last 4 digits of your social, please?
0454.
At 0454?
Yeah.
And what is your date of birth, please?
051586.
Okay. That's May 15th, 1986?
Yes, sir.
Now, how did you hear about this outreach for law firms trying to get in touch with people that have used Roundup that were diagnosed with cancer? Did you hear about this outreach through a television or from the internet?
Internet.
Okay. And then when was this discovery made? Like, when did you find the ad on the internet? Was it recent?
A couple years ago.
Okay. Would you say
I want to say like last month, probably like last year, the beginning of the year.
You think last year?
Or the beginning of the year, yeah. Maybe okay. The beginning of this year. A few months.
Okay. Can I put 1 year from today's date? Would that be all right? Just as an approximate date? October 28th.
You could put 8 months ago.
I got to put a date on here. So 8 months.
Okay, well, that's fine.
October 28th, 2023 be okay? All right. And then what is your height and your weight?
I'm 5'6", about 170 pounds.
Okay, thank you. 5 feet, 6 inches, 170 pounds. And then what is your email address?
Yes. My email address is KRSKYR211132.
Can you repeat that from the beginning? I apologize, I didn't catch that.
Okay, SKYR211132@gmail.com.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have SKYR211132@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then you said this is a cell phone. I already confirmed the number. The best way to reach you is by phone. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Would the afternoon be a good time to be called?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you did mention you used Roundup for the years, 9 years, between 2016 and 2023.
Yeah.
How many times per year do you think you used it, approximately?
Hold on, I'm letting my dog back in.
Okay.
Want me to put in it? Yeah.
Christopher?
Yes, so I'm back here.
Okay. How many... What's your best estimate for the number of times you used it within a year?
The number of times I used it within a year, I said 25 times.
Okay, thank you. And then, did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you started spraying it October 2016, and then you stopped spraying it July of 2023?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why did you stop using Roundup? Is it because you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you apply, when did you apply it, Roundup? Was it seasonally?
Mostly like twice a month.
Okay, so you did it monthly. Okay. And how did you apply it? Did you use a hand sprayer, backpack, or a tractor with hoses?
I use a hand bottle, like, you know, a regular spray bottle you clean with.
Yes, I got it. Hand sprayer. Okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
Okay. And where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied?
What you mean, where did I apply it?
Yeah, did you apply it in the front yard, backyard? How big is your front
both.
Yard? How big is your backyard?
Both. Okay. I applied it up both, the garden, everything. I used it for the home, you know, like a home user.
Yes, got it. And then how big of an area was it applied to, roughly, approximately?
I'll say our backyard. We had a swimming pool. I don't know how many square feet exactly, but I guess mostly the garden area, mostly like the front. I could just say the front yard and the back garden.
That's right. So I put the front and back yards. And you apply it, use this in the state of Illinois?
Yes.
And it was used in a residential setting?
Yes.
Okay. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup? You used it for home use in the backyard?
Yeah.
Thank you. And how you were first exposed to the product by spraying the product from at home? Is that right, Christopher? You were first exposed. Okay, because you sprayed it at home, and you were exposed directly. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you did personally spray the Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? 100% of the time?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many exposures over to Roundup do you think you've had over your lifetime? And that's a rough estimate. Doesn't have to be exact. Your best guess of how many times you've been exposed to Roundup over a lifetime?
A lot, 100 times? Yeah, over 100 times.
Okay. And do you live near a water well?
No.
Okay. Do you get your water from a well?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
What about benzene or Agent Orange? Any exposure to those two?
No, sir.
Okay. And then what type of Roundup product did you use? Did you use the concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
Okay. And then do you recall when and where Roundup was purchased?
Yeah, I get it from Home Depot.
Okay. Okay. Do you recall when it was purchased?
I said from Home Depot.
Okay. Okay. And then do you have any proof of purchase, like receipts, credit cards, pictures, anything that would show evidence?
No, I don't really keep the Home Depot household receipts.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Do you have any Roundup in your possession, like in a garage or somewhere in the home?
No.
Okay. Have you ever smoked?
I don't smoke.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of your diagnosis, like for treatment or surgeries? Have you lost any work, time from work?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Okay. And what was, can you explain, please?
It was a stolen motor vehicle.
Okay. So I'll just put convicted of theft. And do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your medical condition?
Dr. Ann McCall, radiationologist.
Dr. Ann, did you say? A-N-N?
Yes.
Okay.
McCall? Yep, A-N-N-E. McCall. Okay.
M-C-C-A-L-L?
M-C-C-A-L-L, yeah, correct.
Okay, and where is she located? What city?
Lenox, Illinois.
Lenox, L-E-N-N-O-X? Or L-E-N-O-X?
L-E-N-O-X, correct.
Okay. I have her at University of Chicago Medicine and Comprehensive Cancer Center at Silver Cross Hospital. Is that where you've been you were
Yeah.
treated? Okay. And it was under her
Yeah.
care? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Dr. Ann.
McCall, MD, radiation analysis.
Got it. Sorry, it's going to take me a moment to type this in. She was at 1850 Silver Cross Boulevard. And that was in Pavilion, New Lenox, Illinois, 60451.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Looks like I even have a phone number for that facility. 815-300-1400. And how would you say your diagnosis impacted your life? Would you say negatively, both for health, physically, for health reasons, emotionally, for mental health reasons, and financial reasons, it was adverse or negative to you?
Yeah, a little bit of all of them.
Okay. And the hospital, it's University of Chicago Medicine and Comprehensive Cancer, Silver Cross Hospital. Okay. Is that right? You were treated at Silver Cross Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Or it's part of the Dr. Ann McCall. Can we say the date that you were treated was the day that you were diagnosed? October, I'm sorry, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on July 14, 2023. Is that when you had been treated too?
No, the surgery was July 23rd,
July 23rd. Oh, good memory.
2023.
Got it, July 23rd. Okay.
And the chemotherapy was August.
Okay. And were you treated at the Comprehensive Cancer Center?
At Cross.
University of Chicago Medicine Comprehensive Cancer Center. Treatment started July 23rd, 2023. And then, did you receive a stem cell transplant?
Huh?
Did you receive a stem cell transplant?
No, I didn't go through with the surgery yet.
Did you have chemotherapy or immunotherapy?
I had chemo.
Okay. And did you have any radiation treatment?
The treatment.
Did you
I
have did
was in a
I'm sorry?
You say, what'd you say?
So we mentioned you did state that you have chemotherapy, immunotherapy, but did you have radiation treatment?
Radiation treatment. I don't know if that was. I know it was a chemo.
Okay. You don't remember radiation. What about surgery? Did you have to have surgery?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so chemotherapy and surgery. And are you still living at the same residence that you used Roundup? That would have been that residence you gave me. Let me see here. 1291 Woodlake Drive. Are you still there?
Yes, that's my mailing address. That's our main home.
Okay, so you still live at 1291 Woodlake?
Drive, yeah.
Okay. Carroll Stream, Illinois. And that's a house, or it's a house?
House.
Okay, there's no apartment number. All right. Okay, Christopher, no. we're getting close to wrapping up. Can you confirm that there's medical records available to confirm your diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, they're at the hospital.
They're at the hospital. Okay, good. All right. Okay, the law firm that wants to speak to you to represent you I shouldn't say for free, it's because they do charge. They have a contingency fee, but they only get paid if they're successful in recovering damages, okay? If they are successful, then you get 60% of the recovery of the money, and then they get 40%. That's standard for a mass tort. They do request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Yes.
Okay. And does that person live with you?
Yes.
Okay. And who is the person?
Morgan Scott.
Morgan? Morgan?
Yes.
Okay. And last name Smith, did you say?
Sky.
I'm sorry, Sky?
Yeah.
Morgan Sky, S-K-Y?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's Morgan's phone number?
773-412-5692.
5692?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll say it from the beginning just to make sure I got it right. I have Morgan Sky, area code 773-412-5692.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's Morgan's relationship to you?
Friend.
Okay. And do we have permission to contact Morgan in the event of an emergency or when we need to reach you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Let me just take a look at my paperwork, make sure everything is okay. I'm going to be sending you a text message in a moment that has a link to the forms to sign. So, let's see.
Careful.
You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma July 14th, 2023. You're filing a claim for yourself. You used it at home at 1291 Woodlake Drive.
Yeah.
I mean, so we don't know.
You're Christopher Smith.
Yeah.
You're unmarried. Last four social, 0454. Date of birth, May 15th, 1986. 5'6", 170 pounds. Yeah, everything looks good. I'll be sending you a text message with a link to the forms. Once we complete the signing, we're all done, okay?
All right.
Bear with me here. It looks like I'm missing something here.
I paid Jane Ingalls and her brother two books to get us out of jail. Then I gotta get the car right now.
Damn.
Oh, my mama, but with my baby, but they should be like you bad parents and everything, boy. If he is with the cops, I'm gonna take
this. Damn.
I
Is there, just to confirm, you haven't had any other cancer treatment, I mean, chemotherapy treatment other than for non-Hodgkin lymphoma, is that right?
You said what?
The only chemotherapy treatment you had was for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, is that right?
Yeah, I had the treatment for non-Hodgkin and...
Okay. And then is there any family history of cancer? I think I already asked you that question, but I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah, you asked me that. No, I never had no bad cancer in my history, like from my family. It was never passed down.
Okay, good, good. All right. Chris, I'll be sending you a text message now in just a second. You ever use DocuSign?
No, sir.
No? Okay. So it's your first time using DocuSign. Okay, what I'm going to be doing is I'll send you a text message with a link to DocuSign, which will have the forms for you to sign. This will be the legal agreement to let the law firm represent you on a contingency basis, meaning they don't get paid unless they're successful. If they're not successful, you don't owe them anything. And then... it also includes the authorization to release medical records. Once you're finished signing, we're all done, but be on the lookout for a call from the law firm in about 7 to 14 days to confirm your willingness to participate in this case, but you meet the criteria, meaning you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup. All right, so by now you should have received a text message. You'll have to click on the link.
I got it.
You got it? Okay. You click on the link. You'll agree to SMS messages or text messages. And then it'll ask for you to review and act on these documents. And you'll have to scroll down and check mark the box, agree to electronic records and signatures. And everything else is self-explanatory. You follow the yellow navigation buttons to start until you get to the yellow finish. But I'm here with you just in case you need help with signing.
It say, please review and act on these documents. Please sign.
Yes.
I agree to use electronic records too. So
yes.
Just press continue.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll hit start to sign, to begin signing, and it'll point you to, it'll show you where to sign. The first signature, you can either select a signature or you can draw a signature in the box. It also requires initials too, as you can see.
Okay, client signature. Sign. A doctor sign?
Yeah.
I'll sign it. Where are your initials? It say I'm done signing. All parties have completed round up.
Okay, you are officially signed up to participate in this lawsuit. be on the lookout for a phone call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker. That's the case verification call. That'll be between now and the next 14 days. I'm going to text you my name and contact information so you always know who helped you get signed up for this lawsuit. And bear with me here. Just about sending a text. Okay, I just sent you a text message with my contact information, so you'll always know who helped you. And then now okay. I'm going to text you the name of the firm. The law firm is Pulaski Kirker. Like I said, they're going to call you in about between now and the next 14 days to do the case verification call. Did you get my text?
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. Chris, thank you for letting me help you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. Again, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. I'm pleased that you're participating in this lawsuit so you can get a sum of money in the form of compensation. That's what the law firm is here to do for you. If you have no other questions, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you. And be on the lookout for that call, okay, from Pulaski.
All right.
Okay. Have a great day. Okay, Christopher. Take care.
All right, you're cool.
Thank you. Bye.